What's all this?
I figured since we don't get to spend time together anymore, I'd cook something special and just spoil you.
You really shouldn't have. I got a pie on the way home and I was planning on throwing that in the microwave.
No wife of mine is going to be eating garage pies while I'm around. Sit down.
You should at least let me take a shower first.
Stop overthinking this and sit. I made your favorite mac and cheese and some grilled meat.
Ma'am, are you trying to get me fat?
I have to learn. Soon you're going to be eating for two and you need to get used to it.
Lebo.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm not going to spoil the night with baby talk. Wine?
Yes, please.
I'm going to give you a full glass because you might not have some for a while.
You really can't help yourself, can you?
I can't. I mean, I imagine a whole little person running around here. 10 little cute toes and 10 cute little fingers. I can't. You know, I was thinking, if it's a girl, we could paint the nursery pastel green and pink. I was on Pinterest and I saw these lovely... Oh my God. I'm doing it again, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I'm just excited. And you were too when I was the one having the baby. But all of a sudden, it seems like you're put off by the whole thing.
I'm not put off. I just think we need to take it one day at a time and not get ahead of ourselves. We still need to get the results from the doctor and we both know what happened last time.
Would it kill you to have a little more optimism?
I'm being realistic.
You know what? I don't even know why I bother. Dish up your own food and don't even think about coming to bed tonight. Go be realistic in the guest bedroom.
Hey, boss lady.
Hey. What have you got for me?
I'm going to see the teacher Cynthia apparently is having an affair with, Mr. Mkize.
Where are you meeting him?
At the school during break.
Does he know you are coming?
Yeah, he knows I'm coming. He just doesn't know why.
Good. Press him and try to find out if Cynthia's husband knew about their affair and why things ended, because he might be a person of interest.
Got you. It's really beautiful this time of year. Spring is my favorite season.
Miss?
Zora. You can just call me Zora.
You didn't come all this way to talk about nature. How can I help you?
A man that likes to get down to business. I like that. Mr. Mkize, I have three simple questions for you. When did your affair with Cynthia end? Why did it end and who else knew about it?
I love my wife. I had nothing to do with that man's death.
I didn't say you had anything to do with anything.
Well, it's easy to infer. I was sleeping with his wife. He finds us together. One thing leads to another. I kill him.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
Trust me, it happens all the time.
No, I'm not talking about the side pieces who kill the husbands. I'm talking about a person using the word infer in a normal conversation.
The conversation is hardly normal.
So are you going to tell me what I want to know? Or do I have to go fish?
Cynthia and I were high school sweethearts. We broke up. She got married. We reconnected about 2 years ago. It was meant to be casual, but it grew. At some point, she was planning on leaving her husband.
And let me guess, some sense of duty stopped you from leaving your wife?
She was very sick and needed my attention. I broke the whole thing off about 6 months ago, and that was that.
I see.
I have to go. I'm sorry I couldn't be more help to you.
You didn't answer my last question.
Her son. The boy knew.
Smanga.
Cynthia believed the boy wanted her to leave her husband. I remember when I saw him at a wedding party. I asked him how was his mother, and he just stormed off and left.
He left the wedding he was working at early because he saw you.
Yes, the boy was clearly upset. I have to go. I'm sorry I couldn't be more help.
So let me get this straight. You are saying Smanga wasn't where he said he was during the time his father was killed?
Not exactly. He was there, but he wasn't there the whole time. Which means there's a window of opportunity, no matter how small, that could make him a suspect.
I'm not so sure. How far away was the wedding party from his home? How quickly would it have taken him to travel there?
I'm not sure.
Maybe that's the question we should have an answer to. Call the caterers that hired Smanga, see if they can give us a venue for the wedding they were catering the day of the murder.
I'm already on it. I got the owner's details.
Also try and find out if they know when Smanga left.
Okay.
What did you make of him anyway? Because I really like him for this. It wouldn't be the first time a woman has taken the fall after a lover killed her husband in a fit of rage.
Why would she do that?
Guilt. It's the number one cause of false confessions.
He was a little weird.
Weird how?
He was very indifferent, and also he used the word infer in a sentence.
I'm not sure a judge would find that as compelling evidence.
Why is Smanga on your TV? Turn that up.
I so appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today in what I'm certain is a very stressful time and situation for you and your family.
Thank you.
How are you and how is your family doing following the passing of your mother in custody?
We are holding it together as best as we can as a family. It's just not helpful that lawyers and journalists and cops just keep poking their nose in our business. I just hope people respect our privacy at this time, please. My mother was more than just a story.
You delivered a very moving eulogy for her at the memorial. How would you like your mother to be remembered?
Not as a woman who murdered her husband or a woman who died in a prison cell. She was a kind and loving woman who found me, who helped me find myself and who deserved better. She deserves better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. That was Maga, son of Cynthia, better known as Stiletto Killer. He was speaking to us at his home.
Knock, knock.
Lebo, hi. Pumla isn't here. I think she's gone out to court.
I know. I called ahead and they said she'd be out.
Or is there something I can help you with? Or you want to wait?
No, I'm not here to see my wife. I actually need to talk to you. You're the only one I can trust.
Sure. In that case, take a seat.
I know this might be awkward for you, but has Pumla said anything about us trying for a baby?
She mentioned it.
And?
I'm not really sure what you're asking me.
You're the only person she talks to, and I just want to know how she feels about the whole thing, because every time I mention it, she just shuts down.
This is really a conversation you should be having with her.
I've tried, but she won't talk to me.
Then maybe you shouldn't push her so hard. She's a strong-willed woman. The last thing she wants is to be made to feel like her back is into a corner.
Is that how she feels? Backed into a corner?
That's not what I said. I was just suggesting that you let things play out on their own and not try to force anything.
Maybe you're right.
I'm sorry, I have to take this.
Do your thing. I'll see myself out.
It was good seeing you. Hello? Thank you so much for getting back to me. Yes, I have a few questions about a guy you hired for catering a wedding party a while back. His name is Smanga.
Four missed calls from you. Somebody better be dead.
Of course not. In fact, I was calling to congratulate you.
Did you hear about my stellar closing argument in the bank fraud case?
No, I hear you're up for a promotion.
What? What are you talking about?
The higher-ups have been so impressed, they want to make you director of prosecution in KZN.
What? Is this a prank?
I'm not pulling your leg. They think you're tough on crime, and they want you to be the face of the department. You're in the big game now.
Yes! Yes, Mama made it! Bring out the champagne, we are celebrating.
I take it court went well.
Well, let's just say I slagged those fraudsters right on out of here. They're going to be 90 by the time they are even eligible for parole.
Well, you are the best.
I got some more good news. Apparently, I'm being promoted to Director of Prosecutions.
That's great. We're finally cleaning up this district.
No, not just the district.
The province?
This is the moment we've been waiting for. A 50 million rand budget. offices on the promenade. I want to get Malcolm to head up blue-collar crimes, and I'll focus on drugs. And you can have any division you want.
Director of Prosecutions. It's got a nice ring to it.
They want a team that's tough on crime.
I see.
Why the long phrase? They liked our work. This is your big break. You'll have your own office, and any ideas you have, we will welcome them. You know my door is always open.
We got the wrong woman, Pumla.
We know that already. Why do you have to be a downer and bring that up now? Come on, let's celebrate.
You don't understand. The boy did this. He had an altercation with Mr. Nkize, who knew he had stopped dating his mom and left the wedding and went home. Something must have happened there. And one thing led to another, and he killed his father. Cynthia was not protecting her lover or some hardened criminal. She pleaded guilty to protect her child. Smanga killed his father.
You understand that this can never get out now.
Are you kidding me?
We have to play the long game now.
You never had any intention of making this right, did you?
Stop being naive. This is the real world. Do you seriously want to destroy everything we've worked for?
Is that all you think about? A position? A corner office? What about justice?
What about it?
If you lie about this, you're not tough on crime. You're nothing more than a criminal.
Then I guess I am what I am.